Hey, let's talk about Judge Hill, JUDGEHILL. This is a 77-year-old gentleman who's currently on hospice with a history of congestive heart failure. I'll date this for seven. Let's see. We'll just leave it alone. I'll tell you in a minute. but his date of birth is 3/22/48. 77 gentleman on hospice with a history of acute systolic congestive heart failure, diabetes mellitus, and primary hypertension. Period. Patient has a KPS of 40%. He lives alone. He is short of breath, at rest, and with activity. He has issues with confusion, most likely related to his congestive heart failure and hypoperfusion. He's only oriented to a person and place, and that sometimes changes, period. He sleeps about 8 to 12 hours a day. He's eating less. His appetite has been diminished. He has oxygen available to him, but his O2 sat has been stable today around 97% on room air, period. Again, he's short of breath at rest. That puts him at New York Heart Association class 4. Patient has abnormal gait due to his heart disease weakness, debilitation. Bowel and bladder incontinence, requires help with ADLs. His weight hasn't changed much, partially because of swelling in the lower extremity. Date this visit for 7/7/2025. Let's see. His PPS is at 40%. He also uses his nebulizer and or albuterol inhaler to help with his breathing. Hang on one second. Let me see if I want to say anything else about this fellow. His edema appears to be bilateral at 1+, despite medications that he's taken. Okay, put down His dyspnea appears to be better at rest compared to time of ignition, which took place on or about 2/7/2025, and it's more pronounced now with activity. So that puts him at New York Heart Association Class 3. So change that for me. Thank you so much. And let's see if there's anything else I want to say about this fellow. Overall prognosis remains poor, although stable at this time. Aldi appears to be stable at this time. Okay, thank you so much. That's it.